Tomorrow's World Magazine, May, June, 2025. Letters to Tomorrow's World. Tell us what you think. Read by Dylan King. What a blessing you are. I am 96 years old and I depend on your broadcast every Sunday from St. Louis to start my day. I cannot thank you enough for your programs. I enjoy so much. That's from a subscriber in Missouri. Hello, wonderful friends. Since I did the 24-lesson Bible study course, God has blessed me. I thank you for all the tapes and all the booklets. They help me. Since I got to know you all, it helps me to realize that God is the best. I was an alcoholic, but the Word of God has got me to 8 years sober. That has made my family very happy. That one's from a subscriber in New Jersey. I enjoyed seeing Richard Ames Sunday on TV. I still miss him. I would like to have the booklet on the rapture. People are being distracted, deceived, and outright lied to these days. That's from a subscriber in North Carolina. I was lost and I was raised a Catholic and did everything Catholic, thinking I was truly worshiping God, only to find out from tomorrowsworld.org that, in fact, it was false gods. Thank you so much for the truth, and I thank God for leading me to you. From a subscriber in Texas. Thank you so much for all my booklets, magazines, and literature I have been receiving through all the years. I just love when I go to the mailbox and there are things from Tomorrow's World. I have a Tomorrow's World magazine section in my library. All my Tomorrow's World magazines of many years, all read cover to cover, are in there, as are my Bible study course booklets I did with Tomorrow's World. And I loved that Bible study course. That one's from a subscriber in Pennsylvania. I really enjoy reading your Tomorrow's World magazine from cover to cover. I usually finish it the day after I receive it. I really enjoy it, as it's the only magazine I go through thoroughly. That's from a subscriber in Ontario. I receive my Bible study guide, but I'm kind of slow at completing it. I have colon cancer and have many doctor and testing appointments, and I don't always get around to working on it. Some days I just lay in bed. I'm still working on it, slowly but surely. My brother gave me the booklet, Biblical Principles of Health, to read. It was a very informative and easy-to-read booklet. I had tried to explain to a few friends why I changed my diet and why certain foods are not healthy. I would like copies of the booklet to hand out to others. Maybe if they read the booklet, they'll understand why and what it's all about. Maybe they'll also want to change their diets and become healthier. I know the booklets you send me are free, but I'm sending a small amount of money. Thank you so much for your time. That's from a subscriber in Indiana. Editor's note. We thank you for your kind words, and we are very glad that Biblical Principles of Health has been helpful to you. While donations are appreciated, they are never expected. We are determined to follow Jesus Christ's command to freely give the truth that we have freely received. Matthew 10, verse 8. End of article.